as I'm sure you've noticed by now, all of the religious images and statues in the church have been veiled. And I know it looks somewhat odd. Now, the church officially recommends this practice as a way of focusing more on Christ's approaching passion. The veiled images and statues remind us in a visual way that our faith, in all of its glory, is made possible only through the work of Christ and his suffering and death on the cross. Being a saint and residing in heaven with the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, these are only attainable because of Christ's passion. When we cover these holy and sacred images of heavenly things that we're accustomed to seeing, we're starkly confronted and reminded in a poignant way of all that Christ has won for us. The privilege of being a saint in heaven is because of the cross. Temporarily veiling the crosses and religious images in the penitential color of Lent is a beautiful custom that helps us to reflect on the deeper meaning of the liturgical season. In covering all the images, all attention now is centered on the coming passion and death of our Lord. And that is why only the images of the stations of the cross are not covered, because they focus on his suffering. Yet, just as the church asks us visually to focus on the coming passion by removing what might draw us away from focusing on his death, so too should we do so in our spiritual lives as well. Now that we've passed Laetare Sunday, we're in the final weeks of Lent. We're nearing the end. The veiling reminds us that Holy Week is approaching. It's literally next week. Holy Week is the holiest of all the weeks in the year. In it is the sacred Triduum: Holy Thursday evening, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Day, the celebration of Christ's last hours and death on earth. Passiontide, with the veiling of the images, should motivate us now not to continue in any spiritual laziness, but to step up our A-game. In other words, as we approach Holy Week, we are now called to go the extra mile and dive into Lent even more. Therefore, now is the time to examine our consciences and to actually focus more on our spiritual lives, even in the midst of the busyness of our lives, to return to the sacrament of mercy before Easter, or if we've been recently, to make it more of a frequent occurrence in our lives.